The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Kyla is a 16-year-old girl who has autism and an intellectual disability. She has previously struggled in school due to suspensions and changing teachers, having had three different teachers this school year so far. I'm joined now by Kyla's mum, Aisling, to talk about the challenges facing her daughter and what can be done to help her. You're very welcome to the programme, Aisling. And Kyla is a teenager and she loves many of the things that teenage girls love, doesn't she?
Hi, Ciara. Yeah, you're right there. Yeah, it should be your typical teenage girl into hair, lipsticks, her clothes, her style, all that kind of thing, her music. Yeah, so she's your typical 16-year-old, really.
But she has some additional needs.
She does. She has autism and a moderate intellectual disability as well.
And she's non-verbal. How does she communicate with you?
So Kayla would use a communication device. So she's kind of communicate with us and her teachers and her SNAs and stuff through that. She has kind of enough language for everyday life. Like she could say if she wanted a drink, she'd say drink and she'd bring it to the drink, or she'd show you the juice in the fridge, or if she wanted something to eat, she'd bring it to the press, like for the crackers, or she wanted an item of fruit, she'd bring it to communicate with you that way.
So she can communicate with you, but I take it she would find it more difficult and more challenging to communicate any of her emotions, any frustrations or anger or difficulties or challenges she might face.
She would, and especially like to me now, I'd understand her needs and what she's kind of looking for, because I'm used to her. With all the changes of teachers and stuff in the school, it's very hard for her to communicate them needs or her needs to them. So therefore, it kind of makes it challenging in the classroom then, and that's when the behaviours start kind of resisting stuff then and show.
So she does attend a special needs school that caters for children with additional needs. And in the last couple of months, she's had three different teachers. Do you understand why there has been such a huge turnover of teachers there?
Honestly, I don't know. I feel it is a very hard and challenging job to be in. There's lots of behaviours that they have to deal with on a daily basis. Also, I feel there's not enough support down in the school to help the teachers, to help with these challenges as well. And I feel there's a lot of pressure being put on them as well to do alongside their job as being a teacher. They also have to be like the occupational therapist, the psychologist, the speech and language therapist, which in all is very hard. Like, it's enough for them to be trying to do what they need to do in the classroom with all this added stress as well on top of it.
And how important is school to your daughter?
It's her routine. It's her only way of like having a bit of social interaction. Like Kayla would have no friends outside of school. So it's her only interaction with her peers, people her own age, where she'll get to do things that she likes, that she enjoys, and be in the structured environment for her.
So for her going to school then and being in school on a daily basis, meeting her friends, it's her social outlet, it's her interaction, it's extremely important to her. But I take it having a relationship with a teacher and knowing a teacher and a teacher getting to know Kayla is extremely important.
It is, because they become very familiar with her then, and then they can work on things like her routine, what she likes, her dislikes, things that she tries on. And, you know, like they'll become friendly with her. She'll become their friend, and then like they know each other then. But it's very hard if they're changing over teachers, because there's no structure and then there's no routine. And like she doesn't understand, like she can't communicate them different needs then to someone different if there's someone different on another day.
Yeah, they haven't built up that relationship, that
trust,
that rapport that is so important to her. How do you see it impacting Kayla if she goes into school on a day and there's a new face, a new person there that she has to try and interact and communicate with?
It's hard, because like no one is going to learn off a child within minutes. And like for her, it's a change in her routine already. And then when she doesn't have the same routine going, this is when the challenging behaviour starts then. And it gets upsetting for her, and she can't express these needs and what's upsetting her. And then the teacher doesn't understand, because they're not familiar with her ways.
And when you say challenging behaviour in the schools, what is that behaviour? How is she reacting and responding?
So when Kayla gets upset, she'll sometimes she may try to lash out at you. So she might pull at your face or try and get your attention by pulling at your hair or tight hug, squeeze tight. Like, she's seeking sensory input. So she might squeeze you really hard. She just wants that deep pressure. Usually when she pulls at your face, it's like she's trying to explain something she wants. And most people understand it that have been working with her a long time. But then when people aren't used to her, they won't understand it. It could be a simple thing now, she wants to take off her jumper, she's too hot. Or she needs to go for a walk, that she's getting overstimulated.
And has the school tried to put measures in place to deal with those things, to ensure she's getting things like movement breaks, for example?
They have. Look, Kayla has a protocol in place that needs to be followed on a daily basis, which was made out by with the input from psychologist and an occupational therapist, speech and language. So it explains how Kayla's routine needs to go from the minute she gets off her bus in the morning to how she walks through the school and stuff. So that protocol is in place. But unfortunately, Kira, due to all these changes, that protocol hasn't been followed. So they have a duty of care up in the school to be following that protocol, and unfortunately they haven't been following it. Therefore, that's why these behaviours are happening, because there's been a lot of change. And then with all that change, as I said, it leads to these behaviours then.
And you have asked for incident reports from these incidents in the classroom that have led to Kayla being suspended. I'd imagine as a mother they've made really difficult reading.
I still haven't received them, Kira.
You haven't received them yet?
No, not from her recent suspension. I requested to see the incident reports because I suppose for me it's very hard as a mother when she's not fully verbal to say to me, oh, this happened in school today, this didn't happen. And it's very hard for me to paint a picture, a one-sided picture, without seeing the full story. Like, an incident report to me is I can break down and see, okay, this is what set her off this morning. There was a bike out in the yard. I know she don't like bikes. That's what set her off. Or there was a certain colour in the hall. Someone was wearing a pink jumper. That set her off. But when I'm not getting the other side of the story, it's very hard for me to help her as well.
I suppose you mentioned there that they have a duty of care to Kayla, but they will probably say, and we have reached out to the school, that they also have a duty of care to themselves and to the other children within the school to protect them. And if they feel that there is a risk or a danger, perhaps that's why they are making these decisions to suspend your daughter, upsetting and all as that must be for her and for you.
I understand, they have, a duty of care to the other staff and members, but a suspension is a punitive measure. And Kayla doesn't understand that. She has no reasoning behind or no understanding behind a suspension. It means nothing to her.
I'm just looking at
she wouldn't have the cognitive. Yeah, she wouldn't have the cognitive ability to understand her being suspended. Do you know?
Yeah, I'm just looking at texts that we are getting Sorry, Aisling, I want to read these because I think
you're
related.
Okay.
Teachers are now expected to be an OT, an education psychologist, as well as a speech and language therapist. It's just way too much. And government and society are just happy for the teachers to deal with it. And I think you possibly would agree with that. You feel that she would thrive in a correct environment with the correct support services.
I honestly would. Kira, up in her school at the moment, there's 48 children, and they're getting, between them 48 children, they're getting 15 hours occupational therapy, 15 hours speech language, and 15 hours psychology. So if that was to be broken down to give to every child up in the school, each child would only get 20 minutes per week. And I spoke to head of CETB, the Educate Training Board together, I spoke to the management of there, and they said to me that not one child up in that school has ever received individual therapy, and that they never will. And that's based on what they have in the school at the moment. So that's a really big issue and a really big concern for me as a mother, and for several other parents and families up there as well, to be told that our children may never receive an individual therapy up there. So the onus has been put on the teachers, which really is a lot to be put on them. We're so grateful for the work that they do alone, but they'll reach a burnout stage as well, where it's just too much for them.
Aisling Henry, thank you so much for coming on the Heart Shoulder and talking to us about your daughter Kayla and the help and the support that you feel she needs. I just know, having spoken to other parents in similar situations in the past, that there are going to be thousands of parents out there this evening looking at their own children who are struggling to get the support they need from our society to thrive, and who will really relate to your story.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.